It's getting crazy up on Capitol Hill.
That's crazy talk. It's not acceptable for Congress and the president not to do their job and to say somehow the president has the authority to then basically do this by himself.
The talks about the debt ceiling have either hit a bump or perhaps found a magic solution that depends on your political outlook.
That's Republican Senator John Cornyn talking crazy about the U.S. Constitution, which may make it illegal to cause the U.S. Treasury to default. Read them their rights up on Capitol Hill, a riot act over the 14th Amendment. I kid you not. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The U.S. Constitution, the 14th Amendment, and those debt ceiling talks on Capitol Hill. There's an explosive brew for you on this Tuesday, July 5th.
Well, let's get right to the top of the news this morning, and it's a question over Pakistan and its desire to go after terrorist groups or lack of desire. U.S. officials believe Pakistan's spy agency, the ISI, ordered the killing of Shaleem Shahzad. Shahzad was a Pakistani journalist who'd written about the infiltration of militants into the country's military. Our partner, the New York Times, broke the story. Earlier, we spoke to senior writer Eric Schmidt. He told us Shahzad believed the ISI was out to kill him.
After he wrote an article about the release of an interrogated Afghan Taliban commander, he was summoned in to talk to the ISI. And he received what he believed was a veiled threat against his life.
Pakistani officials deny ordering Shahzad's death.
Meanwhile, signs of U.S. and Pakistani cooperation on the battlefield. The Pakistani army has launched an offensive in the tribal area along its border with Afghanistan, believed to be the home of both the Pakistani Taliban and the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network. While the Pakistani Taliban has declared war against Pakistan's government, U.S. officials, though, are concerned that Pakistan will not target Haqqani fighters due to their historical ties to the group. U.S. forces and NATO forces on the Afghan side of the border have also mobilized to try to create a pincer attack against the Pakistani Taliban. There are preliminary but provocative new studies on what causes autism out this morning. Researchers at Stanford University say environmental factors such as a mother's age and health may play a more important role in causing autism than previously thought. But whoa, whoa, Nelly, the other study finds the risk of autism triples when the mother takes antidepressant drugs during pregnancy. Autism experts are skeptical of both studies, and the study's authors admit the margin of error is wide in their trials and could be incorrect.
Eight people, including seven Americans, are still missing off the coast of Mexico's Baja Peninsula after their fishing boat capsized over the weekend. The search continues at first light. A twin bombing has killed at least 35 people in Iraq this morning. And in Syria, government troops and tanks have surrounded the city of Hama overnight. Residents there are bracing for an all-out assault.
A new mental toughness program for the U.S. Army costs $125 million. Soldiers must now go through an online assessment of their emotional status and will be taught emotional resiliency during intense group therapies. The program was launched after a recent spike in Army suicide, spousal abuse, and drug and alcohol abuse. And in the latest round of debt talks, the White House is reportedly offering to cut tens of billions of dollars from Medicare and Medicaid on condition Republicans accept an increase in tax revenues.
The U.S. government is giving away $1 billion to help struggling homeowners. The money is for those who've fallen behind in their mortgage payments because of job loss or unexpected bills. The snag is the Department of Housing and Urban Development has to spend the whole $1 billion by September, so homeowners have only until July 22nd to apply. And ExxonMobil says the oil spill on Montana's Yellowstone River is worse than originally thought. The damage is spread over dozens of miles, and rising waters are complicating the cleanup.
Later this morning, a French novelist expected to formally accuse former IMF leader Dominique Strauss-Kahn of rape. Strauss-Kahn denies the accusation and says he will sue for slander. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,582. The S&P opens at 1,339. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,361. We're talking all week in honor of Independence Day here in America about your America. We want you to join the conversation. Tell us a personal detail or a story from your life that says, my America is this. Something that for you says, my America has this particular meaning to you. Because the freedoms in America are the accumulated experiences of all of us. Go to thetakeaway.org or call 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, the 14th Amendment and the debt ceiling.